Staying with Minneapolis, federal officials say they are investigating the killing of Alex Preti by a Border Patrol agent on Saturday. The CBP is conducting its own investigation amid a torrent of criticism of the agency's use of force. Experts say immigration officers do not have the policing skills to handle crowds in an urban environment. NPR law enforcement correspondent Martin Costi reports.
Customs and Border Protection is often referred to as the country's biggest police department. And with more than 45,000 officers, it is bigger than any state or local law enforcement agency. But for Americans who live far from the border, it's still unusual to see CBP in their streets.
Get back to life, you know that?
Shoving protesters and observers back and spraying chemical irritants into their face. Green Vega is a sociologist at UC Irvine who studied border officers' attitudes about use of force, interviewing more than 90 of them. She says CBP has a very specific institutional culture.
They saw themselves very different, right? They would tell me that they were trained to hike in the desert. You know, they often told me about arresting 10, 15 people who were very compliant.
Minnesota officials have demanded that CBP and ICE back away from this kind of policing. Here's Governor Tim Walz on Sunday.
It's their job to do immigrations and customs enforcement. It's law enforcement's job to do law enforcement in Minnesota.
There's concern that these immigration officers, who now outnumber Minneapolis police, are out of their depth in this new environment. For instance, after Preti was shot, federal officials blamed him for having a gun, angering the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. The group's chairman, Brian Strausser, says state law allows concealed carry with a permit, which police say Preti had.
Federal officers, particularly those that are not based in Minnesota, they should be informed on what our laws are.
The federal immigration agencies counter that they're being forced into this crowd control role. Here's CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott on Fox News over the weekend.
The primary training was to go out and arrest suspects, which is already dangerous. This entire environment where the community is encouraged by local leaders to come out and actually prevent you from making a felony arrest, it's a new dynamic. We're trying to evolve to it.
Local politicians have encouraged protesters to be peaceful, not to impede officers. This isn't the first time CBP has been under pressure to change. More than a decade ago, outside reviews found a pattern of excessive force, such as officers shooting people for throwing rocks. The agency updated its manual in 2014 to require officers to carry less lethal weapons, such as pepper spray. There were also changes to the training. Retired federal trainer Kavika Lau helped to shape a new approach to teaching de-escalation.
We teach them emotional intelligence, self-regulation, self-awareness, because you can't bring calm to any situation if you yourself are not calm.
But Lau cautions that those techniques are for one-on-one confrontations. When it comes to crowds, he's not sure how prepared CBP is.
They may have some training and expertise in urban operations and, you know, working in cities, but that's not what that position was designed to do. Therefore, that's not what the training is designed to produce.
Earlier today, Governor Walz said on social media that he'd had what he terms a productive call with President Trump, who he says agreed to look into reducing the number of federal agents in Minnesota. Veteran police reform expert Chuck Wexler yesterday told NPR that if any other police agency had just had officers involved in three shootings in as many weeks, it would pull back and reassess what it's doing. He says he hopes the feds will also consider what he calls a tactical pause in Minnesota. Martin Costi, NPR News.